Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, at least three people have died in a crash in Auchincloy. A Donegal priest has spoken out in a bid to highlight what he says is the tsunami across the world of people being dependent on social media. An Irishman has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. And an Inishowen councillor says there's a major problem at the heart of the residential zoned land tax, which is set to come into effect next year. All these stories in full, plus more. Kenny Harkin will be live at 5:15 with the latest in sport, and Chris Ashmore has the latest news and views in farming. First in news, at least three people have died in a crash in County Tyrone. It happened on the A5 near Auchincloy this morning. Barry White has more.
The PSNI have confirmed that three people have died following a road traffic collision on the Tullyvar Road area of Auchincloy this morning. Four other people are critically ill in hospital. They were all travelling in a private hire minibus, which was in collision with a lorry. It's understood that those travelling on the minibus were on their way to Strabane and had been returning from a funeral in England. The road is closed in both directions and police are asking motorists to avoid the area. The PSNI also say they will release a further update later this evening.
And PSI are also stating that they are aware of photographs of the scene of the accident which are circulating on social media and other platforms. They are urging the public to not add to the distress of the victims' families by viewing or sharing images of such nature. A Donegal priest has spoken out in a bid to highlight what he says is a tsunami across the world of people being dependent on social media. Father Francis Bradley, parish priest of Buncrana, says the tragic death of a 13-year-old has drawn to a head something that needs to be addressed. He says while social media is a positive tool in connecting people, the pitfalls of the dangers of it are not being tackled. Father Bradley told today's 9 till noon show that how social media has taken over people's lives is deeply concerning.
Parents, for the most part, wouldn't allow their children to walk to school in the morning. Okay, so our lines of traffic build up as parents deliver their children safely to school. Mm-hmm. That's the parents' decision, and that must be respected. But the same application of the need for safety has to be applied to other areas of their life. You know, because it's not so much that this is the elephant in the room. This is the wolf lurking in the bedroom. It's in the bathroom. It's in the it's in all their social interaction. And yes, it for the most part, I hope it is positive, but it has terribly destructive effects where it is not positive. It is a harsh and toxic environment. It's not so much that we release our children into this, but we release this amongst our children. The child is playing with a mobile phone already at the age of 2 or 3, becoming conditioned to knowing that this is the means of their entertainment. I'm just very concerned about it. And tragically, we have to deal with the terrible fallout of that. I'm a very small voice being raised in questioning this tidal wave of compliance that we've allowed ourselves to become part of in relation to our dependence on social media.
An independent councillor in Inishowen says there's a major problem at the heart of the new residential zoned land tax that is set to come into effect next year. Land which is zoned residential will be subject to the tax, which is being introduced to tackle speculators who are hoarding land. However, Councillor Nicholas Crossan says some farmland on the outskirts of Buncrana is zoned as strategic reserved land, which means it may in the future be used for residential developments, but at present it is being farmed. Farmers now face having that land tax, and he says that is unjust. Councillor Crossan says he'll be raising the issue at a meeting with planners next week to discuss the new county development plan, because he says there is some ambiguity in the way the regulations are defined.
Any land that was zoned residential now is liable for a tax, but there seems to be a grey area in that it has to be serviced land. But the planners are maybe saying that as long as it's accessible to services, that it can be zoned. So I have been making representation on behalf of the farmers in and around Bonkrana area that have come to me and said some of them have land for in their family for over 120 years, others have 90 and 70. These are not speculators. These are not people who bought land in the last couple of years willing to wait on the land prices to go up. These are people who farm all their life. And in my opinion, this is unfair, it's an unjust, it's an unbelievable tax that our government would introduce. We have a meeting next week with the planners for the Inishowen area to discuss the possibility of taking some of these people want out of the system. And believe me, there are other people who want into the system and can't get into the system. So we're trying to find a happy medium.
An Irishman has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. He had been fighting Russian forces in the country. Ben Finnegan has more.
The family of Finbar Kafferke has confirmed he died in Ukraine. He was originally from Achill in County Mayo and previously had fought against ISIS in Syria. He had travelled to Ukraine recently to help local forces fight Russian invaders. It said Finbar had a commitment to humanitarian and environmental causes.
Inland Fisheries Ireland has welcomed the recent conviction of two men in Donegal for the possession of a record 16 illegal salmon nets near the River Drowse. The men were ordered to pay €6,000 in fines and fees. Michaela Clark has more.
Inland Fisheries Ireland Mobile Support Unit for Fisheries Protection and local fisheries staff discovered evidence of possible illegal activity taking place on the Lower Drowse River. The MSU, working together with local fisheries officers, carried out covert surveillance of the river, which led to the defendants being apprehended on July the 25th, 2021. They were found with 16 nets in their possession and 20 empty coal bags. Francis O'Donnell, CEO of Inland Fisheries Ireland, says since its establishment in 2010, a seizure of this quantity had never been made before. Dr. Milton Matthews, director of IFI's Northwest River Basin District, says salmon stocks have never been under more pressure from illegal fishing, habitat loss and climate change. He says the apprehension of the men and seizure of poaching equipment represents a significant boost to safeguarding the valuable natural resource in the Northwest.
Auctioneer and valuer members of the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland are forecasting that the price of agricultural land nationally will increase by an average of 8% this year. The prediction is contained in the latest SCSI Chagas Agricultural Land Market Review and Outlook report published this afternoon. The report finds that last year holdings of under 50 acres good quality land in Donegal was the highest in Connacht, Ulster. Sean O'Regan has more.
In Connacht and Ulster, the average price for good land on holdings under 50 acres in Donegal last year was €12,153 per acre, the highest in the region. The lowest price was registered in Leitrim at €6,140. Mayo had the second highest price for good quality land, while Roscommon was third. Prices for poor quality land on similar sized holdings ranged from an average of €5,375 in Galway to €3,300 in Leitrim. The average price in Donegal was €3,786. In its commentary on current agricultural markets, Chagas says while the increased cost of many key inputs was a major concern throughout 2022, these were counterbalanced by record milk prices and by significantly higher grain and meat prices. Looking ahead, they suggest the margins on milk and sheep will decline in the coming year, while prices for beef and pork are forecast to be higher.
The Democrats unionists say they won't be pressured into backing the return of power sharing by what they're calling a punishing budget. The Northern Secretary of State has stepped in to set a financial plan because the DUP are boycotting Stormont. The terms are broadly the same as last year, but that means public service cuts to cover inflation impact upon increasing running costs. Secretary of State Chris Heaton-Harris rejects accusations that he's trying to pressurise anyone.
The purpose was not to punish anybody with this budget. The purpose of this budget is to make sure public services can continue in the absence of an executive. Now, I do want to see an executive up and running, and that's why I continue to have talks.
Gardaí are questioning a man who has been arrested in connection to the shooting of Eddie Hutch. Mr. Hutch, a brother of Jerry the Monk Hutch, was killed on Poplar Row in Dublin on February 8, 2016. The man arrested today is in his 40s and is being held at a Garda station in North Dublin. Stephen Breen, the Irish Sun's crime editor, says the man in custody is believed to be a part of the Kinahan gang.
A number of arrests have already been made by Gardaí who are investigating the murder, including one just recently in which a senior figure within the Kinahan organisation was also arrested on suspicion of the murder. But following that arrest, Gardaí also made another arrest this morning that is in relation to an individual who's believed to be connected to the Kinahan crime gang.
The RSA is appealing to drivers to take extra caution this Maybank holiday after five people were killed on Irish roads over the last long weekend. So far this year, 56 people have lost their lives in crashes, up over 7% on the same period last year. Gardaí will be out in force from 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, conducting hundreds of checkpoints across the country. Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys has made this appeal to drivers.
Please watch your speed. Many collisions are actually preventable. They're simply a result of human error. We're all human. We all make mistakes while we are driving. So if we watch our speed, it means that we can simply, where we do make a mistake, we have the ability to correct that mistake safely. Or if we have a collision, that collision's actually going to be less serious.
The Environment Minister says any consumers affected by billing mistakes by energy companies will be refunded where appropriate. It's after Bord Gáis Energy apologised for taking direct debit payments twice from 11,500 customers. Separately, the Irish Independent reports 11,000 Electric Ireland customers didn't receive a bill for months, with account holders now expecting large bills as a result. They're the biggest energy providers in the country, with a combined customer base of around 2 million. Minister Eamon Ryan says the Commission for Regulation of Utilities will deal with any issues that arise.
We saw in recent years where there were any instances of bill payments not being correct, they were refunded as soon as that was discovered back to the customers. The regulation of CRU, like so many of our other different energy regulatory bodies, has been dramatically increased in the last 2 years to make sure that they do have the capability of overseeing that function.
The time is now 5 minutes past 12. We'll be back with Kenny Harkin for the latest in sport after this short break. It's just gone 5:15. We're heading over to Kenny Harkin for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Erik ten Hag believes he has a plan to stop Tottenham's top scorer at Old Trafford tonight. Harry Kane scored the consolation goal as his side were hammered 6-1 by Newcastle at the weekend. United are reportedly interested in signing the England international, who scored 24 Premier League goals this season. Ten Hag is wary of the threat he poses.
You have to defend them as a team, and he's a clever player, so don't allow him to come in situations and he can have a big impact on the game.
That match kicks off tonight at 8:15. Third place Newcastle ahead of United with a better goal difference. They play Everton this evening at Goodison Park. Southampton, they host Bournemouth at St Mary's, and both those games get underway at 7:45. And there's an important relegation battle taking place in the Championship this evening. Rotherham and Cardiff, they go into their game locked on 46 points and 3 points clear of the relegation place before tonight's game. In the League of Ireland news, Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says Rory Gaffney could return for tomorrow night's visit of Sligo Rovers to Tallaght. The striker missed last week's win at St Pat's. Simon Power is also in contention, but Dylan Watts, Liam Burt and Sean Gannon all miss out. In rugby, Greg McWilliams has named an unchanged Ireland starting 15 for Saturday's Women's Six Nations meeting with Scotland. Dorothy Wall is fit enough to be named among the replacements, having missed last weekend's defeat to England with an ankle injury. Burt's Sive McGrath is also among the replacements. Ireland need a bonus win to avoid ending the tournament with the wooden spoon. In snooker, CJ Howe ended the first session of his World Championship semi-final with Luca Brissell with a 5-3 lead. They resume tomorrow morning. Tonight from 7 o'clock, Antrim's Mark Allen plays the first session of his semi-final with four-time Crucible champion Mark Selby. In golf, Stephanie Meadows won under par through 3 holes of her first round at the LA Championship on the LPGA Tour. Leona Maguire tees off just before 9 o'clock Irish time. And on the European Tour, Tom McKibben and Gary Hurley, they're both 3 over par after opening rounds at the Korea Championship on the DP World Tour. Frenchman Antoine Rosner is the leader on 9 under par. On the PGA Tour, the Mexico opens in the early stages. Leading the way are three joint leaders, Stefan Jager, Tyler Pendrith and Mark Hubbard. They're all on 5 under par. Defending champion John Rahm's 1 under through his first 10 holes. In cricket, Ireland trailed Sri Lanka by 158 runs at the end of day four of the second test match in Galle. The tourists have steadied the ship after losing early wickets of James McCollum and Peter Moore. Ireland finished for 54 for two after 22 overs today. Sri Lanka declared on 704 for three with a lead of 212 after an impressive first innings batting. In horse racing, the Woolly Mullins trained Classical Dream is aiming for a hat-trick of wins in the Champion Stairs Hurdle, which gets underway very shortly. It's the feature race on day three of the Punchestown Festival, for which T. Hoopo is set to go off as favourite. It's just about to get underway at 5:25. Finally, for this evening, this week on The Score, we hear from the Finn Harps and Derry City camps ahead of their home ties of tomorrow evening in the League of Ireland against Longford and St. Pat's respectively. The championship starts on Sunday in Cavan for the Donegal ladies. We'll hear from Donegal manager Maxie Curran. And Eamon Kelly tells us about his first win on the World Rally Championship. That's The Score this evening after the 7 o'clock news. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. We're heading over now to Chris Ashmore for the latest farm news and views.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear about new research around making better quality and more cost-effective baled silage. But first, there are warnings of a shortage of Irish-grown vegetables and of some imported vegetables come June. There are likely to be shortages of Irish-grown broccoli, carrots, onions, cabbages and potentially potatoes, with substituted imports also likely to be hit due to a range of factors. These include water issues in Spain, energy costs in Holland and Brexit in the UK, delaying the movement of goods. That's all according to the IFA Horticulture Chairperson Neil McCormack. And the cold, wet weather over the last number of weeks has hit plantings, with growth rates of vegetables which were planted before the wet spell also impacted. Furthermore, according to the Irish Farmers Journal, a number of key growers have exited the sector or scaled back in the last year, and land costs are continuing to soar. Chagas, the Agriculture and Food Development Authority, is looking to recruit new agricultural development officers. It is currently establishing a panel to cover the Sligo-Leitrim-Donegal advisory region. Applications may be submitted online on the Chagas website, and the closing date for receipt of completed applications is 12 noon on Monday, May the 8th. Meanwhile, Chagas is reminding farmers that white clover has the potential to reduce the amount of chemical nitrogen fertiliser required for grass production, and has also been shown to improve lamb performance when included in grazing swards. Incorporating clover as part of a re-seeding programme is the easiest way to introduce clover swards, while oversowing into existing swards is another option to take advantage of the benefits of white clover. And more information is available from Chagas. The Farming for Nature farm walks are back again for the 2023 season. In Donegal, the walk will be on the farm of Cathal Mooney in Dunkaneely, and that will take place on the 5th of August, so some advance notice on that. Ambassadors will showcase their contribution to nature and good farming practices on their lands, as well as highlighting practical on-farm actions to support biodiversity and climate. Due to significantly higher fertiliser prices, many farmers are now conserving less silage for their livestock. This means they are now more dependent on compound feed, which has also increased significantly in price due to the war in Ukraine. However, due to ongoing technological improvements, the baled silage system is being seen as far more cost-effective and environmentally friendly. And the new film and film system is a new dual wrapping method. Excellent trial results have been obtained in Wales, and we are likely to see more baled silage here using the film and film system. To find out more, I've been speaking with Stuart Antony, Technical Manager with Berry PPI in Wales.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. Yeah, thank you very much for having me on. Yes, as we know, in Wales, we're very climatic and farming conditions very much the same as yourselves. So I think these trials are very relevant that they can match the two systems together. Well, as we know, large increases in cattle numbers in the Republic of Ireland the last few years. And as we said, there's a very late spring as we talk now. Silage feeds are going down, and obviously the rise in compound feeds during the last year with the Ukraine crisis, making great silage and when you make it, making good quality is more important than the other, because if we had an early winter in 23 and a late spring, there could be a serious shortage of fodder.
Now, this relatively new film system, essentially it results in a better shaped, denser and more compact bales, and that means that they can better withstand handling and have a longer storage life, all sorts of advantages.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. From that point of view, they are very firm and strong. It's obvious that instead of net, they're bound round the barrel of the bale with plastic. So from that point of view, they make them very strong and firm because they haven't expanded without when they come into the chamber of the baler. But also what it does, it increases the silage quality, which is an absolute must going forward when we've got to try and reduce perhaps on-cost farms in livestock production. The biggest factor would be, from our point of view, we've done independent trials in Wales with Dr. Dave Davis, who has his own business now, formerly of Ibers in Aberystwyth, which obviously is very well known, like your research institute's over with you. And the independent trials have basically shown us that actually it enhances the fermentation process by having more plastic instead of net round there. And it's reduced the dry matter losses by 7.5%. And the other massive difference is that there's an 80% less dry matter losses due to any mould on the bales. And if there was any damage done to the bale by a bird or a bramble, the mould doesn't spread across the bale. And then this higher energy grass and silage we've got, as in his findings, have proven that we can, could possibly, in the right conditions, give up to 15 litres extra of milk, or perhaps up to 1.9 kilos live weight gain per bale. So that's massive, to be honest with you. Dr. Tom Butler, formerly of Moore Park, he's actually done some findings on the December 22 figures, and has said that this extra value in the silage is actually worth £5 per bale, extra alone, just in quality. So obviously that's going to help with the cost of doing it.
So where are we exactly in terms of the marketplace and product being available?
The bale tight net replacement film and probably the longer rolls of the Silotite 1800. One of the ones in Donegal would be Gibson Farm Services at Repo, which would be supplying these products.
So in the years to come, do you think this will become increasingly popular and become the norm almost?
I think it will, because I think as well, we've got to remember, by doing this system, we've come on so far in actual size of bales. When we started out with bales, they were sort of probably 500 kilos. Now we're looking at a bale minimum of 750 kilos. And in those days, we only wrapped a 55%, but now we 55% stretch. Now the stretch is 70%, so it's actually costing less to actually wrap the bale than it did previously. And I think, you were the envy in Ireland, your recycling scheme, where you pick up so much of your plastic net and string, what have you, what drives it even more is the fact you don't need to sort of separate the net from the plastic when you're doing the recycling. And we as a business actually recycles 70,000 tonnes a year. So plastic is so much easier to recycle, and I think that no need to separate makes a big difference and drives it forward along with the quality.
Yet again, we see ongoing technological improvements are leading to better end products. And if people want to find out more information, is there a website they can go to?
Yes, you could go to the Silotite website, which is updated regularly and has all the key points about film on film binding. And also, we also put articles in magazines in Ireland as well. But the website and the internet is very much a beneficial place where they can get extra information on what we've been talking about.
Given all the increases in cost inputs for the farming community, the bottom line here is this can
can save people money and also ensure that they have a greater supply of product.
In relative terms, when it looks on the day-to-day figure, it's cheaper than ever to actually do that now. And also, if we can get the silage quality to a higher level, that we can reduce our compound feed intake, their overall business is going to be much better off for concentrating on their silage production.
And that was Stuart Anthony, technical manager with Berry BPI. In other news this week, Ireland's forestry programme for 2023 to 2027 has been finally formally submitted to the European Commission for State Aid approval. Last November, funding in excess of 1.3 billion euro was announced for the new forestry programme. The funding package saw premium rates for farmers increase by between 46% to 66%, and there should be considerable interest here in Donegal. And finally, Brazilian wood chips have been shipped to Foyn's Port in Limerick from Brazil to be burned by Bord na Mona's Eden Dairy Power Plant in County Offaly, according to the Irish Farmers Journal. Well, that's a story that will stoke some debate. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
And now looking to the weather for this evening. Mostly cloudy today with patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. To conclude this evening's headlines, at least three people have died in a crash in Ochnacloy. A Donegal priest has spoken out in a bid to highlight what he says is a tsunami across the world of people being dependent on social media. An Irish man has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. And an Inishowen councillor says there's a major problem at the heart of the new residential zoned land tax, which is set to come into effect next year. That's all for now. We'll be back with the news headlines at 6 o'clock. And until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 27th of April. The death has taken place of Martha Deeney, née McCloskey, late of 35, Ballyrory, Clody, County Derry, reposing at McLaughlin's funeral home, Dungiven, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight, leaving the funeral home at 9 o'clock to repose at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday at 12 noon for half past 12 Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Craigban, interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of William Bon McFadden, Knockfulla, Gwydor. His remains will repose at Rorty's funeral home, Derry Beg, until rosary at 8 o'clock this evening. Removal afterwards to his daughter Frances Gallagher's home at Upper Keel Drum, Gortha Hork. House strictly private to family only, please. Funeral Mass in St Cullum Kills Church, Knockfulla, on Saturday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Knockfulla Cemetery. The death has occurred of John Joe Harkin, Gaddy Duff, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to St Cullum Kill Village, Clia Clonmany, care of any family member, or McFeely Funeral Directors. John Joe's Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Paddy Lyons, Corain, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at McCool's Funeral Home, Ballybuffet, with visiting time until 9 o'clock this evening. Rosary at 9. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Kiltievogue Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.